months, but there is an option for him to provide this bond, which would cover the cost of that if he were to default on his obligations. So we're in that situation now where the obligations have not been met. And I note here in the overview of the Tandy County Road Standards, it says that if the work is not completed within 2 years, the county may complete or have the work completed using the bond. And I'd only say this for those people who haven't built there and who wanted to build but couldn't in these plats. You know, the assumption is that the developer is going to do his work by putting up this bond. He's either going to do the work in a rapid fashion so the people can build on the property that they bought, or that he will default and allow that work to be done for them. And I think we're in a situation now 8 years hence that shows that he hasn't done this in a timely fashion. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. O'Flattery.
Good evening. Again, my name is Vince O'Flaherty. I represent the developer, Emerald Point, and appreciate your time this evening. Corporate representative for the developer is its manager, Shane Naur, who's here, was sitting next to me. Many of you may remember Emerald Point's founder and driving force was a gentleman named Gary Snedden. Mr. Snedden passed away in November of 2013. Shane is Gary's son-in-law and has agreed to take on the duties to try to finish out this project. Also here tonight is Bruce Menke. Bruce, if you could stand up. Mr. Menke is been helping Gary Snedden with his property since 2002. I've represented the Snedden family since the 1990s, although I was not involved in the original application and can't say I knew what happened in 1993 and 2008. But Mr. Menke's been around since 2002. We're here tonight requesting that you grant the appeal of the stop work order that was issued on September 21st of 2016. Emerald Point is a private gated community for which Taney County has no maintenance responsibility. When this project was approved originally in 1993 and in 2008 when Phase 12 was approved, the plat itself and the plats that were implemented indicated that this was a private community for which Taney County had no public road responsibility. This evening, we ask you to grant our appeal so that the very last and final act and part of what Gary Snedden agreed to do back in 2008 can be done, and that is to put a paved road in Phase 12. I'd like to talk about four topics with you this evening, and I'll try to be brief. If I go too long, stop me. But the four things I want to talk a little bit about are the history of Emerald Point and Phase 12 itself. The second is the negotiations my client has had with the staff here this year. The third are the current issues that we know to be present that are before you tonight. And finally, fourth, our proposed resolution to grant our appeal and to move forward. So diving into those, the first, the history of Emerald Point. You've been told that the subdivision, 600 acres, give or take, originally presented to the commission in 1993, and the subdivision was approved. Between 1993 to 2008, 11 separate phases, each separately platted, were presented to the commission and approved by the commission. After each approval of those plats, let me step back. Mr. Snedden, as you've heard, did pledge stock in his timeshare development called Roark as security. And at the time he did that in 1993, the Missouri statute that you've been addressed to here this evening permitted that type of security. In fact, the statute that you're being asked to look at today was not passed by the Missouri legislature until 2004. Okay? In 2004, the Missouri legislature put in this language about a cash bond and other types of security. But in 1993, Mr. Snedden did this development with the understanding and approval under Missouri law that pledging stock was sufficient security, and the county accepted that. The commission accepted that. Thereafter, Mr. Snedden and his family invested millions of dollars and has built one of the most beautiful and valuable private gated communities in this area. Single-family homes have been built, townhomes have been built, condominiums, timeshare, marina, covered boat storage, clubhouse, and other amenities. All of those construction projects, homes, have resulted in tens of millions of dollars being placed into the Emerald Point subdivision. That was done and continued to be done and led to what we're hearing about today, which is Phase 12 being presented in 2008 to the Commission. The Commission reviewed the application, approved it, and signed off, and the plat was signed and approved. In its decision of record dated May 19th of 2008, the Planning Commission stated the requirements that were necessary. Nothing in those requirements talked about road standards, grading, or engineering plan drawings being presented before construction could be done. In fact, the records that are on your public website show that these road standards that are being imposed on the developer today were not even passed until 2009. And it was after the commission approved the engineered layout of Phase 12. The plat that was filed contained a sworn affidavit by the Planning Commission that the survey for Phase 12 did not violate the rules and regulations of the guidance code in place at that time. All of the slopes on the roads were easily identifiable, and staff and the commission did not object to any of the grading of Phase 12, nor did they come in and say there was any problem with any of the grading in any of the other 11 phases. In fact, never before this summer in 2012 did the commission or its staff ever impose requirements as to the slopes, engineered drawings, or cost estimates in order to do paving. Now, the staff's report that was read to you tonight suggests that the performance guarantee provided by Mr. Snedden in 2008 was never agreed to by the commission. There was a statement that if it wasn't signed by the commission, it's not binding. Well, we disagree. For 8 years, from 2008 to 2016, construction work has been done out at Emerald Point, and the commission never once objected to or stated that the security that was provided was insufficient or inappropriate. And Emerald Point relied upon that in moving forward. So I said I was going to talk about four things. That's kind of the history that brings us here today. The second is, what negotiations have there been with staff? Staff's report suggests that the developer did not provide a response to written correspondence issued in May 2016 as to the security. We respectfully disagree. What happened was representatives of Emerald Point attempted to meet with Mr. Atchley in June and July. Summer schedules conflicted, and we were prepared to present our banker and letters from the banker showing we did have sufficient funds to do the work that needed to be done. It was not until August, however, that we were able to meet. And that meeting was face-to-face. Mr. Naur was there. And it was at that meeting in August when our representatives thought we were going to be talking about the bond and how to get that over with, that a new subject was raised, and that was that our slopes were too great. And at that time, for the first time ever at the Emerald Point subdivision, the developer was told that it had to go out and pay for engineered drawings before the commission staff would consider the cost estimate and consider approval of the bond that we thought we were going to be talking about. Well, unfortunately, My client disagreed with that. I was surprised by this. Went back and looked at the history of this project. And the staff here tonight suggests to you, and I respect, staff wasn't around in 2009, the current staff. They weren't there in 1993. They're trying to do their job. I respect that. But the representation to you this evening that the developer has refused to submit plans to the staff, we strongly disagree with. Because in the August meeting, we're told about this slope issue. It's absolute nonsense to go out and do engineer drawings and spend tens of thousands of dollars to get that done when the staff's already told you your slope's too high. So these engineer drawings would have been a waste of money and not necessary under the circumstances because we were being told that our slopes were too great anyhow. So to say that we refused to submit plans is not correct. What happened was we did not submit plans because they were futile from what we were told. Suffice it to say, I should also say that here tonight is our road contractor, Tom Boyce. Mr. Boyce, if you'd stand up or raise your hands. Mr. Boyce met with staff. We offered to have him meet with staff, and he did so. Thank you. But unfortunately, we were unable to get through the statutory interpretation that staff had taken, and that led to a stop work order being issued. So that's the history of our negotiations. And I should also say, even after the stop work order was issued, because now we're in January, in September and October, we attempted to meet with staff, supplied them letters from our banker as to our financial ability to complete the work in phase 12, but we were unable to get through and solve the issue, which led to our appeal. And I respectfully request and have asked that our appeal be heard. So that was the second thing I want to talk about. The third thing, what are the issues? Well, as I understand, there's two issues. The first is the road standards, and the second is the security or the bond. And let me address the road standards. As we understand it, as a developer, staff says that certain roads in Phase 12 exceed 15% grade and therefore do not comply with the current road standards of Taney County. Our response is that we disagree. This is a private gated community. The current road standards state specifically, and these are the ones published on your webpage, in section 14, page 11 of the road standards, that gated communities and private communities are to be treated differently. And it says private streets in gated or private communities, which is what phase 12 is, are encouraged to construct their roadway infrastructure to the same design requirements and specifications of public improvements. It's not a requirement. The road standards don't say Emerald Point shall comply with the road standards. They're encouraged to. So to block our ability to move forward with our construction because we have a 15% grade or more is not correct. And I mentioned to you about the plat saying that the roads are private roads and that the county has no responsibility. And I believe as commissioners you can take that into account here to say that back in 2008 when this plat was approved, 11 phases had already been approved with slopes as what they were, and this phase was consistent with the overall project and is a private gated community, is exempted or does not have to specifically follow the 15% guideline of the road standards. That's our response to the road standard issue. Our response to the bond issue is as follows. We've asked our bankers to appear tonight here in the audience are Mr. Craig Richards, Karen Hall, and Russ Hoflicker from Central Bank of Branson. Ms. Hall and Mr. Richards have been actively involved in this project, as has Mr. Hoflicker, but I know Mr. Richards and Ms. Hall have met with and dealt with staff, and staff has had an open access to them. We submit that the fact that Central Bank has assured